Going to be around Sunday or not?
No.
No.
Yeah, we don't.
We could. Enough people will be around.
There is official shear on Sunday.
Okay, and people will mostly be here, except for Michal. We'll make special arrangements for him to listen in. Hangout. Right, I hear that. That's, L.A. thing. Okay, so we'll assume that yes for Sunday. Okay, good. So let's try to finish off, these Shalka Vatar. There's so much in here. But again, I don't want to, distract too much from the rest of the parak. So let's just finish up what we have, and then try to move on to Melech and Masachik B'Kuvya. Okay, so a few quick points. I think we pretty thoroughly went through the question of Amidas Balidinim and Amidas Edim. I think we did, fine enough job on that. Just to add to it very quickly, Natan brought to my attention that another answer is given to the Yanei HaMelech problem, the relationship between, that maybe the reason that Yanei HaMelech wasn't accorded the status of Kavod Malchus in this particular case is because, he was deemed to be guilty, or at least accused of a crime in this particular case, like a and in the Facho's crime at that. As I already noted, it's not so pashut that really is the baldin from a din in the Facho's point of view. That is the case with Shar Nisko, but it's not necessarily true with Evet Knani, because Evet Knani is a gavra who has his own personality. So there is some evidence that there are those who think that that the Baldabar status in Evet Knani is Betoras Dine Mamanus. That would take away a little bit from this issue, I guess. We have the language there, the Tosa, the Piskei Rid. The Piskei Rid, though, gives that answer. Now, there's no difference between Melech and Talmud Chacham, and the same thing would be true for Talmud Chacham, just that it's an interesting point because, right, in other words, his guilt in this particular case is a factor in stripping him of that benefit. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Yanei HaMelech term below Shimon Shetach over the Rachel, you do go off the Apple piece of the Melech, or you go off the Tamil Chacham, the Reen and Harash Melech go to the Nachal, Melech Ein go to the Nachal, Yishol Mar, Shigam Tamil Chacham, Ima Yuma Eden Alot Shechai Malchus, Kum Chayav and Chavu, Kim Shin Tzavavu, Echein, Vishor Shinaga, Kim and Shepasha, Velo Shimur Yaka, Ein Chayav and Chavu, Chol Shekin Yanei, Shepasha, Velo Hitil, Ima, Al Abdo, Shein Chayav and Chavu, Al Namidin, Oso, Al Din Tzavavu.
So that's, an interesting perspective in terms of, seeing him as being guilty. And once again, it sustains, as does the second day of Tosis here, the notion that there really is a hierarchy in terms of Melech. And as I mentioned, that isn't so clear at all, but we also may take the Ritva view, which I tried to expand on, and that is that Melech and Talmud Chacham are just different types of kavod. The Chiddush Aran and Sanhedrin, I don't have it in front of me, but what the Ritva says here about the difference between, Kavod Hamakom and Kavod HaAdam, the Ran says it a little bit differently in Sanhedrin, but he also has, something very, very similar, which is just an interesting perspective on, different Mechaivim of Kavod. Anyway, so that's an interesting, both in terms of how you look at Yanai's role, not just as the Baldin and the Nimamanis, but as somehow not having created a climate of Ema, which contributes to all of this, and how you relate to Shar Nisgal and Evet Knani, as well as this idea itself that, there's a bit of a catch-22 here, because he's the Baldavar, and we're hearing the case, so he already loses his, kavod status, just in the context of that. So it's a very interesting idea, so thank you for bringing it to my attention. Natan also brought to my attention the language of Rashi, Ala Torah and the Tanchuma, which also just these Lashonos of, you have it there? Amida Lefnei Ashkina, which we've seen different facets of. Go ahead.
Washing the Tanchuma is mitzvah v'nidon in shiyam develo yeshu, v'yir atzman kilen omnin musnei akarish v'roku v'shinari v'shinari.
Yeah, and this works in very well with the language of the Gemara in a number of places, which we talked about. Those of you who are here, we learned Sanhedrin. I mean, this place of this idea that Beis Din is a makom of Hashras Hashchina, and how seriously you take that. But what remains to be understood still is whether or not that's, you know, kind of an extraneous halacha, or something that is, like, you know, built into also Eidus itself, meaning it's also. And Asher also brought to my attention a very interesting Lashonos of the Sfas Emes. Is Asher here? There he is. Do you have that? Happen to have it? In Zvachim, on Tezayin, also taking very seriously the connection between Eidos, Bamida B'Yeshiva, and Avodas HaKarbonos, that again, it's a kind of a Lifnei Hashem halacha. I was saying maybe it's even like a Dover Shebekdusha that you're involved in, and it's La modula shares, but he's emphasizing even more the idea of moko mashchina. You have there? That's A. And B, I also think, according to the view in Tosas, that Dinin Nefashos is more expansive in terms of Bali Dinim, also that maybe there's a separate halakha of the of Ema, so there are really two Dinim in Kavod. So if you could read those two lines, those are very good. Go ahead. Right, two different dinim, according to the Sfas Emes. So that's also something very, very important. Okay, so I want to finish off just to talk about Yeshivas HaDayanim for a minute. We talked a lot about Amidas Eidim and Amidas Bali Dinim. Yeah.
I was going to add, I guess it's a good segue also, but in Sanhedrin we saw that Rambam who brought the Gemara Brachos.
He expanded it.
So he said Lefikach, and that's where the only time he quotes the need for Yeshivas HaDayanim. He said because there's Hashras Hashchina, so we saw Lefikach, they have to wear something on their heads.
Right.
And also, that's Yoshi.
So it's in, so that's, again, so it is a good segue. Where's that's the Rambam where?
In Gimel Zayin.
Yeah, in Gimel Zayin, we talked about it in Sanhedrin. But he doesn't put it where you would think it he would put it, which is in Perek Chaf Aleph of the Sanhedrin. So that just to, I want to zero in on that just for a couple of minutes. Yeah.
I didn't understand that this Karev, why would he be considered negligent if there was no quarantine yet? After,
yeah, it's a good question. I guess, you know, because. Or maybe his, since that is being called into question, you know, so he already loses, you know, that extra, right? That's what he said. I think it is bechudash. You know, you're coming to it from a very, I guess, American law, you know, or at least the slogan of American law standpoint, you know, that, you know, you're always innocent until proven guilty, you know, which is kind of a cheskas kashrus. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I think that is part of the Chiddush of this Tosfos written. Okay, so Yeshivas HaDayanim is interesting because, yeah.
I think it's a laugh, but it's not the presumption of innocence that would want us to be a father, but it's kind of an equality. Like, you have to treat him seriously as if he's a Baal Din. But if you're treating him a Baal Din, that's incompatible with, like, severity of the trial.
Say that one more time.
It's not a presumption of innocence.
Well, not innocence or guilt.
Well,
presumption, if anything, is a presumption of guilt. What Tosfos Rit is saying is, in the Hanami, the kavod of a melech is more chomer than the kavod of a talmud chacham, and that is reflected by the inability to be bochalit.
Yeah.
However, in this particular case, let's remember that we're dragging him into court because his Eved did this. Now, we should also add, I mean, the Eved did it. There's no question about that. It's just, it's not a factual question, you know, to be determined whether the Eved did it. It's that they're pronouncing, and they need the Baldin to be in court during the pronouncement of this sentence. So, what we're saying is, in this particular context, the Kvod Melech factor, and equally the Kvod Talmud Chacham. That's the whole point of the Tosfos Rit, is that there is no difference between Talmud Chacham and Melech. And if anything, there's a hierarchy the other way. But in the context of being the Baal Davar, right, in that context, there's a difference. Because here, since the Eved, you know, did something that which is, you know, more than Malkus, in other words, that the, so that already kind of taints his, you know, kavod protection.
I was saying that that's only then for Gemar Din?
No. I don't think it's only Gemar Din.
So he's brought in before the Eved testify, so you're saying that he wouldn't have to...
Well, the Amod al Raglecha, according to the Rishonim, is either during Gemar Din, right, or Kabbalah Seydus. If you think the Kabbalah Seydus is Gemar Din, those
the
are two days.
In the Yanai case, it's clear that it was before.
I'm talking about Yanai.
What?
In the Yanai case, the two days in the Rishonim are either that Kabbalah Seydus also requires Amida, and we're talking about Kabbalah Seydus, or we're talking about Gemar Din, or we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. What are those three cases?
So whichever it is. Gemara, it's clear that it's before the Edom are made already.
I mean, it's not perfectly clear. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's the Shas Kabbalah Zedas.
Right. So they weren't, they
or it's the Shas Gemar Din, according to one Bidin.
They didn't testify yet.
Well, I mean, if it's the Shas Gemar Din, they did. So then they're saying the effectiveness of the... I mean, according to the Deya in Tosas that we're talking about, Shas Gemar Din, which is one Deya, I'm not saying the Rid holds like that Deya, but one day in Tosas says that what they mean is the impact of the Eidos is now going to be felt through the Gemar Din. That's how you have to read the Gemara, according to one day in Tosas. But whatever it is, I'm just saying, the fact that you know his Eved Knani, you know, did this, and we somehow hold him responsible for the climate, you know, that allowed this to happen, you know, kind of neutralizes the kavod part. But that would be true for a Talmid Chacham as well. It's just an interesting perspective.
Right, why does that be because neutralizing the kavod? Can it just be that because it's a severe proceeding, so they can't give him preferential treatment?
Not preferential. It's, I mean, it's, I mean, I think the language is that what's the language again? I think it's pretty clear.
Are we
saying this is only after
they already reached the decision that he's guilty?
I don't know. I think that it's clear what happened here, and we're just now, you know, going through with the actual procedure of the din. And again, I don't know whether it's Peshas, Kabbalah Seydus, or Gemar Din, because I don't think he's taking a stand on that question here. But whatever it is, his din of kavod, which normally inoculates him from having to, you know, from having to stand, doesn't apply in this case. I mean, I think that's what he's saying.
Does that only make sense if you're assuming this is after the Edom are made?
No, I think even if you know that his Eved killed somebody, you know, even I guess if there was some suffix about it, then we'd get into the question that Mordechai is raising, which is, you know. There's a catch 22 here, but you know, probably it isn't. Probably we're just going through the formality of implementing the din. Yeah.
You just mentioned that Shas Kabbalah Seydus is like Kedas Din.
One day in Tosas, and that's all the Ritva's view here.
And instead of Sanhedrin over there on the Amud Bey, Tosas says you can't actually zor the validin of the Shas Kabbalah, which means he's treating the Kabbalah Seydus.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That day in Tosas. Yeah, not here. Our Tosas here does not say that. Our Tosas says two deos. Either we're talking about Gemar Din with Yanai, or it's the Chachamim and not Rabbi Yehuda. Tosas and Sanhedrin has two more answers, either Dine Nefashos, or but that we've done already.
Yeah.
But the Ritva here happens to hold like the Tosas and Sanhedrin. Okay, good. Yeshiva Sadayan, so quickly. So of the three, that kind of gets, you know, mentioned Agav, and has a lot less press. It's mentioned twice here, although one might have thought that it would be, I wouldn't say more. Well, you know, it's an open question whether it's more the same or equal. And what we've seen is that a lot of Rishonim think that it's equal. So again, if you just look in the Shach Levitari of the Gemara itself, there are really two expressions in our Gemara of this requirement of Dayan and Bishiva. One is based on the Pasuk, right? Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot Es Ha'am Vayamod Ha'am, which, according to one view, and also the Rambam Paskins this way, is the Makar for Amidas Baledinim right, lifnei, you know, amidas balei dinim. But the pasuk obviously says vayeshev Moshe lishpot ha'am vayamod ha'am. So it doesn't have to literally, you know, be the makar for yeshiva sadayanim, but it sounds like it is, right? On the other hand, when it, the other place where it comes up in the Gemara, it actually comes up in a more, you know, kind of prosaic way. The other place where it comes up is when the Gemara says the Taz the Goose story. You can see that I like it very much. Debisa de Ravuna. So the Gemara says about Debisa de Ravuna that, 1 second, right? How's it go? What's that? Yes, good, good. And then what? V'shadi ilvoi, right? V'eku. I have a mamma, machlok the b'shas maso matam, shas kumadina, called the yanim, b'shun, the yosid man de kashori misane. Vamar ish plani atazaki, ish plani atachayu. Okay, actually, that's not the one. Then the Gemara says, 1 second. No, 1 second. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Hecha Avid Hachi, Vamistatmin Tanase. Well, 1 second. I'm sorry, earlier. The Bisud Rav Huna Havale Dina Kamid Rav Nachman, Amar Hechin Navid, I Ekum Mikama, this is what I wanted to say. Mistatmin Tanase de Baldina. Right, Lo Ekum Mikama, Eshes Chaver Reikachaver. Ah. So there's a ha'ara to be made here. And that is the only problem of being mekim mikama is mistatmin tanase de valdina? What about the fact that there's a requirement of yeshiva sadayanim?
The parashtos tanose kelim say that we pass, we see that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara only later asks by Gemara din. This is before Gemara din.
No, forget about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is about baldin. The question I'm asking is the only problem of standing.
Right, but when the Gemara suggests that it be yeshiva, that's only big mardin. Well, clearly, I'm going to plead that Pashas mardin, but I didn't bami the bayan be yeshiva.
Okay, but I'm saying why is it only because of mistatmin tanase de baldin?
Because that wasn't mardin yet.
Oh, you mean the yeshiva sadayanim is only Pashas mardin?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's not so clear in the Gemara.
For Rabbi right. Yehuda, it sounds like that.
For Rabbi Yehuda.
So that bali the Gemara.
If you take the Rabbi Yehuda. If he doesn't only refer to the Amida part. Could be.
Doesn't the Gemara say that there's three lines?
What's that? Right.
Oh,
that it's only in the only then in the Gemara didn't even for Yeshiva Sadayanim? Could be. Maybe. I don't think it's so mochrach, frankly, but okay, could be. The point I just want to make is that there are basically two references to Yeshiva Sadayanim here. One is based on the Pasuk, and maybe B'Shas Gemar Din also. And the other is, and maybe limited to Shas Gemar Din, perhaps. And the other one is that it's a problem of the statmin tanase de baldin. Right? To say that the baldinim only function b'shas gemar din is one thing. To say the dayanim only function b'shas gemar din is quite something else. Right? So I'm just wondering whether or not this isn't a quasi-source for the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam... as is known, again, does mention Derech Agav in Perek Gimel, describes Dayanim B'Yeshiva, but he omits, and some of the Nosa Kalim point this out, not the classical ones, but the other ones just point out, that he omits this din in Perek Chaf Aleph. He has the din of Edim, he has the din of Bali Dinim, and he does not include the din of Dayanim. I'm just wondering whether or not this has something to do with the Gemara's usage here. On the other hand, just in the other direction, Tosas and Zvachim, as we already noted, and the Chachmei Svarad equated Amidas Balei Dinim Amidas HaEdim and Yeshiva Sadayanim. And on the even more than that, they proved from Yeshiva Sadayanim, if Yeshiva Sadayanim is not Ma'akev, then Amida Sa'edim is not Ma'akev. And that is a vulnerable argument if you think that Yeshiva Sadayanim, right, is only Mishum Mistatmin Tanase de Baldina or something of that sort. Let me say it even clearer. If we assume that relative to Balidinim, that the requirement of Amida Be'edim is stronger, which I think we went out of our way the last 2 days to try to demonstrate that there are a lot of indications of that. You know, the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara is here, the Rishonim, and so on. Even the Kol Shekains, even the people who equate them, how they equate them. Then the notion that just because Yeshiva Sadayanim is not Ma'akev, that Huadin, Amidas Ha'edim, is certainly a problematic argument. But that is what Tosfos and Zvachim says. And again, the Chachmei Sfarad jumped on that bandwagon too. They only went further with it because they equated all three. It means they threw in Bali Dinim as well. Or just to make it clearer, if you look at the Rush in Siman Hey, right, so the Rush, when he first mentions that the Gemara in Zvachim seems to say that Edim Ba'amida is Ma'akev, before he's Doched, says, V'hu Adin Dayanim B'Yeshiva. Right? The truth is, you didn't have to say such a thing. And the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring it in Perakhaf Aleph may show that he had a different perspective on this whole issue. That even if there is such a requirement, maybe it's a din, more an extraneous kavod, than it is in, you know, the actual inner workings of the system itself, and that there might be a good reason to think that you could be mechalik. Having said that, there's something else to think. That's basically what I'm saying so far, is that Yeshiva Sadayanim could be looked at as equal. There's a lot of evidence of that. To the other two, it could be looked at as less. I think that is implied by the Rambam. In theory, it could also be looked at as more, right? Assume that you think that, you know, Elohim Elohim, you know, represents that aspect of it. Another issue to raise, which we'll get back to in just a second, is whether or not it's ever Ma'akev. So the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Aleph in Simen Chavches Sifkat Yud Aleph. What did I bring the Shulchan Aruch? I forgot. Simen Chavches Sivkat Yud Aleph quotes the Mabit, Chelik Beis Simen Kufta Zayin, who says that Yeshiva Sadayanim, right, is not Ma'akev only if you're in the venue of Bezdin. But if you're outside the venue of Bezdin, right, you have like an ad hoc, you know, venue, a temporary venue. So then, actually, Yeshiva Sadayanim is Ma'akev. That's a Chiddush. In other words, there has to be something, either the place or the posture, that establishes them as Bezdin. That's a big Chumrah, right? That's one. The other thing is that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that while Edim, right, Ba'amida and Dayanim B'Yeshiva are not Ma'akev, if you have them flipped, that might be Ma'akev. That if the Dayanim are standing and the Edim are sitting, that might be Ma'akev. So that could be an interesting question that highlights that in addition to the posture of the Edim and the Dayanim itself, right, there's a relational aspect as well, with the added assumption that, you know, different postures isn't the mechayiv, but, you know, specifically the implications of, you know, you can get away without Amida and you can get away without Yeshiva, but, you know, flipping them, you know, implies something unacceptable about the relationship between anything that's, anytime these posture issues are ma'akev, again, whether it's, you know, the Dayan Tosas on the Ramban, whether it's the Bach and Lavush on the Mordechai, That is a very, very big chiddush. So this Mabit and this Aruch HaShulchan are fascinating. Now, in light of the Aruch HaShulchan, you might have said something else, and that is that, you know, a third point, and that is that, you know, it's one thing. That maybe you somehow need a differentiation, and that in itself is a problem. You might have said the opposite of the Aruch HaShulchan. And we'll get back to that in just a second. Now, you need to somehow distinguish between the players here, the Edom and the Dayanim. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan's point is that you can't reverse them because that's, you know, making an unacceptable statement about the relationships here. But in theory, you might have said that there really are two dinim. One is the question of posture, and the other is a question of differentiation, and that those are two different issues, and you always need some sort of differentiation. Yeah, that'll be, well, just let me explain. That might be very relevant to the next question, which we're going to deal with very quickly, and that is the question of shechia and smicha, right? And that's leaning and bending. Because whatever you want to say about that, which we'll discuss the range of options in a minute, right? Is there some value, let's say, in not having them both doing the same thing at the same time, per se? Yeah.
I was wondering if you could bring Orion against the Rambam.
Okay.
Okay. He says, so it sounds like that's a specific idea. If we ask Makom for a Bezdin, it might be a specific Yibum halakha. Might not have any relevance.
Could be. Well, again, the Shach doesn't like it. The Shach disagrees already. It's just a very interesting mabit. Again, I'm interested in it because anything that, you know, implies that there's an equiv here, to me, is a sensational chiddush. But I hear 100%. By the way, the status of Amida B'chalitza is a separate... I don't want to get involved in that at the moment, but Tosas here, Tosas in Yavamos, Tosas in Zvachin. Right, there seem to be different deos, you know, what the halacha is regarding that, and whether there's a separate din of Amida and Chalitza, or it's just the regular din of, you know, Balei Din and Bamida and Dayan and B'Yeshiva. So I'm not going to get into that right now, but even if you just look at the, you know, the Tosas and Alatar in Yavamos here and in Zvachim, you already see some different deos regarding that. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, just the Rambam that Josh had quoted earlier says Kol Basin Shel Yisra Gimel Zayin.
Yeah.
Shu Hagun Shkina Yimaim Lefirat Tzrichem Adayanim Leishev Beim Avayira. Meaning
Leishev Beim. So is it Leishev, or is it Leishev Beim Avayira? That's the only question. I mean, why? I was saying two things about the Rambam. Number one is what are you asking? I mean, why am I saying the Rambam omits it?
No, I'm saying as far as the opposite mashmaos, that could be a din.
Oh, so you
in, maybe that could be just about kavios as opposed to yeshiva. Obviously you could read the yeshiva as just...
Right, I just don't know in Gimel Zayin, that's what I'm going to stop. I'm just saying it's striking that the Rambam doesn't put yeshivas hadayanim, doesn't give it the treatment that he gives Amidah Sa'edah and Balei Din. That's just a fact. And what you want to do with it, I don't know, but that's a fact. Is Gimel Zayin even a statement that you really need yeshiva, or is it yeshiva be'emo b'yira? Meaning, you know, the emo b'yira part, and it's like, although this wouldn't be for the Rambam, but, you know, oh, if I say this, Itamar is going to be upset. Leisha Basuka, issue of ikva, right? The Rambam the Ravid? What? I think we had this out once, but yeah. Meaning, what does, you know, does leishev really mean yeshiva, or does it leishev mean, you know, it's an expression essentially, you know, just as Amida is that issue. So that's a debate between the Rambam and the Raiva there. Although the Rambam there really thinks that it is leishev. So I'm just wondering whether Gimel Zayin leishev be'ema b'yira means leishev be'ema b'yira. Or means Elisha Bebo Viera, you know, because that is the default. But and that, which case, he doesn't have it at all, really. But I hear. Okay, good. Let's talk about smicha and shechia. So that's, again, Yeshivas HaDayanim is an interesting little additional vignette, and Gimel Zayin, what it means, and Chaf Aleph, it being omitted, I think is very intriguing, and as I say, I think there's a range of how you can see it. Let's talk about Smicha and Shechia. So, when we talk about Smicha and Shechia, right, there is essentially two issues. One is, just to figure out what it is, what the status is. And of course, the other one is to assess the various applications. So, in theory, Shechia and Smicha could have been up for grabs, you're leaning on something, assuming we're talking about the kind of leaning where, again, if you took away the thing that's supporting you, that you would have fallen, right? So, is that a midah? Is that yeshiva? Do we care what would be if it wasn't there, or just the reality that is, right? And Shechia also, is these are kind of in-between cases. And any in-between case, you could make an argument that that it's one thing or the other. But we also understand very well, since we live in a complex, world created by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that, there are not always mutually exclusive definitions. Like, is it clear in the world, or in the world of halacha, or maybe in particular halachos, that these are mutually exclusive categories, that something is either yeshiva, right, or amida, and there's a certain threshold, and it's one or the other. You could say that. You definitely could say that. You could say that generally, and you could say that about particular dinim, right, that if something isn't amida, it's yeshiva. If it's not yeshiva, it's amida, right? There is, only one single mutually exclusive definition. However, I think we all understand that, it doesn't have to be that way. And that in three different senses. In theory, there could be something which is both amida v'yeshiva b'vasachas, right? There could be something which is in between amida v'yeshiva, which is not the same as saying amida v'yeshiva b'vasachas. And therefore, I'm not sure whether there's a third point or just a restatement of the second, but you have to figure out what you mean by amida and yeshiva. By amida in a particular case, if you mean not yeshiva, or yeshiva means not amida, right? So that's going to be important too. So are we dealing with mutually exclusive categories? And if not, then, what if you have amida v'yeshiva v'vasachas, and what if you have something in between both? So just to make it, again, clearer on that last point, certain dinim could require yeshiva. Certain dinim could require, let's say, in the hierarchy, certain dinim could require exclusive yeshiva. Certain dinim could require yeshiva. And certain dinim could require that it not be Amida, right? Those are three, we can envision three different, categories. And the same, of course, is true. We don't need to repeat them on the Amida side, right? Exclusive Amida, or not yeshiva. So the difficulty then is to figure out, what do we think about these questions? And then what do we think about each and every application? So we're not going to spend more than a few minutes on this because it's a fascinating question, but we have to move on. Is Shechia, let's ask another question, is Shechia and Smicha the same thing? Not necessarily. I mean, you could say, oh yeah, they're both ambiguous, in-betweens, or they're both, both at the same timers. Or they're both, not amidas or not yeshivas, or not amidas and not yeshivas. You could say that. I mean, in the sense that they are both open to discussion and ambiguity, you know, then they share something obviously in common, parallel. But, I mean, it wouldn't be absurd for us to think that regarding the chilukim that we just made, right, that that gufa could be the difference between shechia and smicha. Now, as we might say that shechia, right, is not considered amida, you know, but that doesn't mean it's considered something in between. And vice versa, right? So, right. And as far as our purposes are concerned, that's why I kind of alluded to this as a possible nafkamina. We were talking about the role of amida be'edim and amida be'balidinim, right? And certainly also yeshiva sadayanim. Do we need to say, you know, the same thing about all three of these cases? Can you be mechalik between the two amidos? Maybe in one case, amida is, you know, anything that isn't yeshiva, or anything that is both. And in the other case, it's exclusive amida. And maybe, you know, same thing with regard to yeshiva sadayanim. So it's not clear, although it's certainly reasonable, it's, you know, it's not mukhrach at all that, you know, you're not going to make chilukim. So that's why the discussion that we had before, which is, you know, are these all hu adin, they're all basically the same, right? Maybe the, you know, details are a little different, adjusting for when you're a shame baldavar, when you're a shame aid, when you're a shame dayan, right? But this din, the, you know, the nature of the din of amida v'yeshiva, two amidos and one yeshiva, are basically the same. And that's why we're saying hu adin, and so on. But if we don't think that, and we think that, you know, they're slightly different dinim, then certainly we could be mechalik between these questions. Okay, so that is the abstract introduction to this topic. And now I just want to spend a couple of minutes just going over concretely what the people say about this. So the makar, Isaac, of the whole problem is, or the whole issue, who's the first one to raise this issue? Yeah, of smicha. I mean, the Gemara, what does the Gemara say about shchia? The Gemara has the shoe tire tying situation, right? So what does the Gemara say about tying the shoes? The shorle masane? So apparently that is not a problem. The Yosef Kiman, the Shari Masani, that's considered yeshiva with regard to Dayanim, correct? Which may not mean much if all that is, you know, that it shouldn't be Mistakmin Tanase, right? But it would mean much if you really require yeshiva. And it's also considered, just 1 second, it's considered enough kavod for Eishes Chaver.
Here it's clear that it's not Mikam, it's Stima Tanase.
Here it's not?
It's not just because of Stima Penosa. The Gemara is already saying that it's because of Dayan and Yeshiva.
Yeah, that's what we said before. Okay. I'm just saying maybe the whole Dayan and Yeshiva is just that.
There's no evidence like Mark for that.
No, I'm just saying maybe for the Rambam, if he doesn't really hold it, and he just has a din of Mistakman Tanase. But okay. So basically, the Asa Commander Shari Misane is good for Yeshiva Sadayanim. And it's also considered sufficient for kvod eishes kima for eishes chaver, right? Yeah. So that's shechia. Fine. And then there's a whole literature about shechia. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph and a few other Gemaras that seem to say that shechia is both amida and yeshiva. Okay, that's in the Gemara. What about smicha? So who came up, Isaac, with the smicha issue?
Rivash.
Rivash in a tshuva, simen resh samach vav. And this is where he gets into the whole, we mentioned yesterday that the pashtus is a machlokas rishonim, whether or not the amidos, and also the yeshivas hadayanim perhaps, are ma'akev or not. But even if you hold the Amidos are not and the Yeshiva are not Ma'akev, it doesn't mean they're not Doraisa and that they're not Lechatchila. Either as a Kiyum and Kavod, or maybe even as a Kiyum in this bigger idea that we've been pursuing. The two people who say that it's literally Drabanan are the Rivash, and in his wake, the Sma. The Sma in Simen Yud Zayin, and the Sma in Simen Chav Ches. So all the Rivash really said was, what did the Rivash actually say? In the Tshuva? What does he speak about? Yeshiva Sadayanim. That if you have Yeshiva Sadayanim, al yidei smicha. Well, he doesn't say that, does he? Both smuchim, or just that it works for the dayanim. Just 1 second. Lo have a me'umad. The kaimelam perik based tzvachim. That's what's the context there. Kidur shadayim v'raglayim. Ketana kamed Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Da amida menatzad lo shma amida. The rotzalomer amida she efshalo belo smicha. The kivin de lo have amida shapir karina bo yeshiva. That's interesting language. Is the Rivash saying that these are mutually exclusive categories generally? That something is either omed or yoshev, there's no in-between and there's no both. And therefore, since the Gemara says that it's not amida, it is yeshiva. Or is he saying in this particular case, dumya deshchia, darmirim beperaka kore omed, megillah, derami hasam kroy adadi, ksiv aisha bahar, ksiv anochi amarati bahar, mishani hasam rabchanina la omed bela yoshev ala shokha. But it says va'esha bahar. And says Amarati Bahar. So it sounds like Shocha is both Amida and Yeshiva. And that's what he's comparing. Klomar, the Karina Be Yeshiva, Kivin de Eina Omed Mamish, the Karina Be Amida, Kivin de Eina Yoshev Mamish. I'm not sure if that's the only interpretation. It could be that Shechia really is Amida, the Yeshiva, the Vasachas. The Rivash doesn't want to read it that way, because if Shechia is Amida v'Yeshiva b'Vasachas, right, then that doesn't necessarily prove anything about Smicha. Who says Smicha is Amida v'Yeshiva b'Vasachas? It may prove that there is such a category, but it doesn't prove that Smicha is. But if the idea is that Shechia is Amida and Yeshiva b'Vasachas because whatever is not one is the other, right, then maybe that's true across the board for other applications as well. Then he adds, "V'kol shekein ba'amida b'smicha, dekiven de lo karina be'amida, karina ba'yeshiva." Meaning, first he says that they're equal, and then he says, "Kol shekein, if shchia is considered to be yeshiva and amida b'vasachas, then kol shekein smicha." Right, kim the lo karina be'amida for purposes of kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that certainly is going to qualify. In other words, even if it's true that they're not always mutually exclusive, or you have whatever, what you see from shchia at least is that yeshiva can abide. If yeshiva can abide amida, then certainly yeshiva should apply any time that there's no amida, right? The ode, the my darmin and the din, the dayan be yeshiva in elamid rabbanan, the asmachta be alma, kivin to be aved kasher, imkain ba mida yide smicha, afil lechatchila nami. So there are really three formulations in the Rivash. One is an absolute comparison to Shchia. and some sort of an assumption about, you know, things that are in between. The second is a kol shekein from shkia, right, with the added emphasis, we'll see this in a moment, that shkia, which is excluded from amida, right, shkia, which isn't excluded from amida, is yeshiva. So then smicha, which is excluded from amida, is certainly yeshiva. And I don't know whether that has to be true either, frankly. And then the third point is rabbanan. But what he doesn't say, Isaac, is what you said, which is, he does not say here in this tshuva that huadin, right, if there was an amidas, if there was a smicha sa'edim and a smicha sa'dayan, that he doesn't say. He doesn't even say that it works plain for smichas. I'm sorry, that smichas ha'edim works plain. He doesn't say that either. Correct? Who does say that? Before we get to the Bach says you can have both at the same time. But b'nakal l'kaved. All the Rivash ever said was that smicha is a sufficient yeshiva for dayanim. Right? Number one, because it's like shkia. Number two, kol shekein mishkia. And number three, because it's drabana. Here's where he says it's drabana. That's one shita. Then comes the next shita, and that is not the Bach, but what's that? The Rama. The Rama in, well, let me say it this way. The psak of the Rivash is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Ches. I think the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rivash that if you had dayanim the smicha, right, that would be dayanim be yeshiva, and the makar is the Rivash. However, the Rama went one better than the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Zayin. He paskins, right, what happened here, that amida sa'edim could also be accomplished. I thought I had it here. Wait. One second. Anybody have it? Yeah, here it is. Haga, amida al yedei smicha mikri shaper amida le'inyan zeh. V'ayin lekaman sof simen chavchas. That is a huge leap. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that the Rama completely misread the tshuva of the Rivash. The Rivash never ever wanted to say that smicha is either both or something in between. All he wanted to say was, if shkia is both and that qualifies for yeshiva, then smicha, which is certainly not amida, certainly qualifies for yeshiva. Therefore, the Taz, I'm just reading the Taz backwards, but Taz says, the Savar Harav Rama, Shadin Shchiya Ve'amida Ide Smicha Chadu, Velesa. The Lamaisi Rivash Shchiya, El Lilmod Mimenu Kavachomer, La'amida Ide Smicha Dalav Amida. Gama Beis Yosef lo hevi b'shem Rivash b'sof simen chavches rak l'inyan demikri yeshiva. Al korchach t'muin divrei harama b'zeh. Af shasma nimshach achrav v'kosav shekhen kosav harivash b'simen reish samachvav. Lo iyein yafeh. Because the Gemara says explicitly, right, where you need amida, namely in Kiddush Adayim v'raglayim, that smicha lo shma amida. So the Taz points out the Rivash, A, never said it. B, from the language of the Rivash, here I just would make one qualification, that is that the Rivash really has three formulations. His first formulation seems to be a broader one about the general relationship between Amida and Yeshiva. And there he does seem, you know, to compare to Shkia. Right? The third formulation is based on the fact that it's a Din Rabbanan, although again, it could be the Din Rabbanan only helps you to push it over to yeshiva. Taz could still be right about that. Certainly the Taz is totally right about the middle formulation where he says, Kol Shekein Shechia, right? Which is also Amida, is considered yeshiva, then Smicha, which is excluded from Amida, certainly should be considered yeshiva. Although that isn't the foolproof argument either. You could say that maybe the dynamic of Shkia and Smicha are different. And even from a pure yeshiva point of view, maybe there's more to recommend the Shkia than there is the Smicha. Okay. But that aside, the upshot of it all is that the Taz thinks that the Shulchan Aruch and he and the Shulchan Aruch are against the Ramah's expansion of the Rivash. The Ramah did expand it, right? So then the question is the next issue, which is what happens if you have Amida and Yeshiva in the same Din Torah all your day Smicha. Right? And in theory, we could ask the same thing about Shchia. Now, do you have the Edim or the Balei Dinim Smuchim, and you have the Dayanim Smuchim? Does that matter at all or not? So the Sma says, even if there is seemingly a Tarta Desasri, that it's not a problem. Where's that Sma? Sif Katan Vav. Why is it not a problem? So interestingly, you could have said there's not a problem because this is both. Or it's neither, and each one just can't have the other. If you say that either one is not contradicted by the other, in other words, Dayanim could be Omed as long as they're Yoshev, or Edim could be Omed as long as they're, could be Yoshev as long as they're also Omed. Right? Or you were to say that really what you care about in Edim and Balei Dinim is not Amida but lack of Yeshiva, and really what you care about in Dayanim is not Yeshiva but lack of Amida, then, if it's both or in between, and if the halachic category doesn't require, is not troubled by that, then you don't have to say that this is a din d'rabbanan in order to justify it. You could say, oh, there are certain halachos. How come the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the Gemara says amida min atzad, lo shema amida, and it doesn't work? The answer is no, because kiddush yadayim v'raglayim requires amida. But maybe Edim and Balei Dinim, or one or the other, right? They don't require Amida. They just require that it shouldn't be Yeshiva. Or that, like, another way to say it, Kiddush Adayim Braglayim requires exclusive Amida. Or is Nistar Al Yedei, there's a psul of Yeshiva. Right? And that's different than what I said a second ago. But Amidas, Balei Dinim, or Edim, or one or the other, can have both. There's no psul yeshiva. There's just a requirement of Amida. And there's no din of exclusive Amida. Then you could have said what the Sma says, even if these were not dinam d'rabbanan. The Sma, for some reason, doesn't think that that is possible. So he came to the conclusion, do I have the Sma? One second. Amida de smicha ayin the kamon, sof simin chavches, the kosov amachaber leminin dayanim shetzorich leishev, b'shasha mekablen o'edus, the smicha kazu nikra yeshiva, u'shneem mitshuvas arivash, v'nirli dazin en hachalakula, v'hachalakula, mir nir laniyaz daiti, dima yo adayanim v'gam o'edim nismachim, v'din echad, v'pamachas, that's first he's asserting the Ramah. But the way he's saying it, you could tell already, is as a din of kula and chumra. You shouldn't have said it that way. You should have said that, the in-between is good for both, or the both is good for both. Right? Instead, he says, oh, it's a kula for both. Ah, if it's a kula for both, can you have both kulas together? So he says, "Im hayu adayanu v'gam oedim nismachem b'din echad v'pamachas the asul me'evet hacha." You would think the mimanu shach chad mehem la'avet kadina v'dom l'mashar kasav atur b'simin kuf tzadi vav and simin reish and so on. But however, he says that that's not the case. That's not the case. That really, really the halacha is that you could have them together. Because since they are both Durabanan, even... No, I'm saying it wrong. Sorry. Yeah. He's saying they're both Durabanan, and therefore we're Mekil, but you can't have them together, because if you have them together, then Mimanavshach, that would be a Tarta Desasri. I'm sorry. Okay. The Bach disagrees on that point. The Shach also quotes the Bach. The Bach makes reference to the Sma, and he says, "Yesh lumod mikand yesh lumod kiven to karina beit travayu amida v'yeshiva. Im kein ba amida b'smicha nami hecha shadayin nismach ala amud the gam ha'edim nismachim karina legabe adayin yeshiva legabe edim amida v'shaper dami." Had the kaimelam bezvachim, gabe kiddush adayim v'raglayim, da mida ayidei smicha lo avamida, asam lamud l'sharis ksiv. So if you stop right there, I would have said, oh, because that's a different kind of halacha. There you need amida. Here you need it shouldn't be yeshiva, or there it's lamud l'sharis, and therefore it can only be amida. Yeshiva is a psul, right? But here you just need amida or non yeshiva. You don't need exclusive Amida, or there's no Pagam of... That's how I would have said it. The Bach does not say it that way. He says, Udaraisa be'inan shetehe Amida, mamish, below smicha. Aval hacha delo be'inan Amida, elemid rabbanan, af ayidei smicha kruya Amida, v'hu adin de kruya nami yeshiva, dumya dishchia, kein nirali, delo mok shakasa v'ravra Falk, Katz, that's the Sma. So I actually think, instinctively, that the Shach is still saying this idea. He just thinks that whether or not we require Amida or exclusive Amida, or whether or not the din is that there shouldn't be yeshiva, or there can be Amida, but not necessarily, even without exclusive Amida, that gufa depends on whether we're dealing with a derais or drabana. I don't know why it has to be that way, but I think that's the way that the shach reads. But certainly, if you were to say take the view that really this is all about the nature of the deraisas, you could say these things, in my opinion, on a deraisa level as well. The Bach brings a raya from Shechia. Garcinam perikshus edus the Yosef commander shari mitsane pirush Rashi klomer la omed velayoshe shamina de shchia chashuva ba'adam echad amida v'yeshiva to legabe kima shiyamar adayin mekame tamid chacham chashuva amida legabe dayin atzmo shetzorach shehe don v'yeshiva chashuva yeshiva v'yotza b'yidar shneim. Therefore, he thinks the chen kasav harivash, which he didn't really write, the amida ayde smicha shaper kriya yeshiva, and he adds v'hu adin de kriya amida linyan zeh. So part of his raya is that in the case of shchia, isn't that a tarta desasri because you need amida and yeshiva at the same time? You need the amida for kvod talmid chacham or eshes chaver. And you need the yeshiva for yeshiva sadayanim. So you see that even when, right, it's not based on, you know, being makel here, makel there, but even when there's a tarta desasri, even then you have this halacha. So the Taz, when he takes issue with the father-in-law, he first quotes the Sma, Hasma kosav shelo yaskim shelo yismechu ha'edim gam adayanim, right, bepamachas bedin echad, umori Chamizal, right? Cholek alav kasav lahatir baze. right? And then he says, "Dahainu shi'a nechshav legabe echad amido legabe sheni yeshiva." And then he writes, however, I think it's he's or somebody else writes, "Anida chisi raya sabach, the shiny hachid michad kroy alfinan, shadayone bi yeshiva babali dinin bamida, midaksiva yeshiv moshe vayamad ha'am, the edim lo adifi mi bale dinim." Ooh, that's also not so clear. Mashma she'enan ba'ofen echad. Mashen came behidur tamad chacham de'en lo inyan legmar din. Vo de'shani hasam de'efshar alasus be'inyan acher. Talkoponim tzarech legmar adin. Lekach avid mai de'efshar. Talkoponim mixas hidur mi'a'ika. Vani vani es daiti nira shemash eniach rama yisod de'mikri amida zo davar she'eno v'lo amadati al das harama adarab shem bevur lehefech. And so on, the part that I already mentioned. So what's fascinating about the Taz is two things. The second point that he makes is basically consistent with the suggestions that we're making, which is, he's saying, listen, the din of Kvod Tam Chacham doesn't really require a midah. It requires that you extend to her, Eshes Chaver, some sort of kavod. And that could be a sliding scale, you do what you can. You have two. You have a triage situation, right? You have to, you know, be yoshev as dayanim, right? At the same time, you have to try to show her kavod. So we were magdir the kavod in this particular case in a more flexible way. How can you compare that to amida and yeshiva, two firm requirements, right? That that are demanding. Now again, Tosas al Atar. Here in Lamed Amud Beis, right, talks about Efrach Alai Bar Avza, Afal Gav Debinan Kima Sheish Bahidur. Right, Efrach Alai Avza with the goose, like, is that Kima Sheish Bahidur? Kidamina Parakam the Kiddush Mikamako main Isur, Shari Omed Haya, Ode Shomer Dehi Haisa Yodash, Shibifoneha Ahmad, Bishalo Asalam Shim Stimas Tainas Baldina, right? Ubalav Hachid Lodami La Omed. The fun of the Beis Akise, Beis Amerchatz, and also like a Hidur Kla. Tosa basically asks a question, why is this enough? Right? And Tosa gives three answers. The third answer is, it's Kima She'esh Bahidur, right? Kima She'esh Bahidur is things like Mipun of the Beis Akise and the Beis Amerchatz. Okay. The second answer is going backwards. The second answer of Tosa is, right? It's Kima She'esh Bahidur because she knows why he's doing this and why he's not doing more. So it's a sliding scale. Right? He's doing what he can. There's no real din of Amida per se. It's a din of showing Kavod. And she understands that that's what he's doing. The third answer is, in Achanami there's no Kima She'esh Bahidur here. But at least there's no isur of being omed. So in this situation, he's not really, I'm sorry, there's no isur of being yoshev. So it's not yoshev, but it's not omed either. In a way, what the Taz is saying in his second answer was that, listen, shechia, you're talking about, you know, the box raya that, well, shechia, you know, is one din. There's a mimad of shach right there. He's saying, it's not a miman of shach, because he's doing the best he can. Right? Very much clues in to these three deos, at least the first and the second. There's no bizayon, teretz number one. Teretz number two, right, the kavod is a sliding scale. Tosafot might be saying more than that, but it's something like that. But the first point in the Taz is even more interesting. What is the Taz saying? If you have one pasuk, right, it says, you know, v'omdu shnei anashim bedin, I'm sorry, it says, how does it say? V'yeshev, how does it go? V'yeshev Moshe lishbo tasa'am v'yamod ha'am, right? So you have yeshiva and amida in the same pasuk, and in that pasuk you're trying to interpret what yeshiva and amida mean, says the Taz. So that's a miman of shachstira, but not necessarily the din of Amida. Now, does that say, what is he saying? One pasuk. But if you have two different dinim, one in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and one in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and two different psukim, Vadarta, Pnei, Zakein, right, and then and this requirement, he said that's a different story. Now, what does he mean by that? Does he mean by that, you know, technically, because the pasuk mentions Amida, the pasuk mentions Yeshiva, you have a single Hagdara, so it mimanavshak, it grates on us. Or is this another way of saying what he says later, which is, in the case of Amida and Yeshiva, whatever it is for one, it is for the other, they're either both exclusivist or both not exclusivist, you know, and so on. But the din of Hadarta Pnei Zakein, you know, is, maybe it means you shouldn't be Yoshev. Or maybe means even an informal Amida. Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying something more profound? And that is, maybe if the Pasuk says that there's got to be an Amida and a Yeshiva, I don't think he's saying the second point, but that's something I think that should be said, that there should be Amida Sa'edim and Yeshiva Sa'dayanim, so if both are going to be accomplished by smicha, so then you've obliterated the differentiation in the pasuk. Meaning, how do you look at the pasuk? If the pasuk is telling you there's a requirement of amida, there's a requirement of yeshiva, they have nothing to do with each other. These are two separate dinim, right? So then you might say, I'm saying, I think there are two ways to read the shach. One is, you know, are we dealing with formal definitions, exclusive definitions? Well, it's one pasuk, so what's true for one is true for the other. I don't think that that is mukrach at all either, obviously based on the things that we have said. That's A. B, you notice how we stuck in here, v'hu adin, the edim. The pasuk speaks about the balei dinim and the dayanim. Right? It's true there's a din of amidas ha'edim and a din of amidas balei dinim. They're necessarily the same? Not necessarily. But I'm adding now a further dimension, and that is, one could have argued and said that the importance of it being in one pasuk is because the pasuk is telling you one overriding two principles, or maybe one overriding principle. And that is, not separately, what is the posture of Adam and what is the posture of Dayanim? But relationally, right, what is the connection between the Adam and the Dayanim? So even if technically we could say, oh, smicha is Amida v'yeshiva, right? Or smicha is something in between, and per se, you know, that's fine to accomplish each one. But if the whole point of the pasuk is not just what each one is doing, but the effect of the differential between them, then if both are going to be smuchim, you completely lost that. Again, I don't think that's what the shach is saying, but I think that that is nitan, you know, lehe amer. That's another objection that one can make, you know, to the Bach's comparison. That's Bach is saying, if you have, in the same case, you know, a smicha, which is serving both yeshiva and amida, you know, that works. You see that from the Gemara in Shkia. I'm just saying, A, you could have said Shkia is different than smicha. B, you could have, what did I say? Yeah.
I think the Tuma makes exactly that point at the end of Simon's design. He says the whole Hakpa de la Cruz, the friendship between the Tzid Yeshivasan.
Right, you mentioned it the other day, so let's come back to it. Correct, 100%. So I think that that's what the Tuma is saying. So then that would be another reason, like, again, the Aruch HaShulchan is going further. He's saying it's going to be Ma'akev if you flip it. Maybe this, I don't know if the Tumim would say it's Ma'akev, but at least on the L'chadchila level, right, part of the story is, but again, what you'd probably have to say for the Bach is that he doesn't think it's true. Meaning for the Bach, the Torah is telling us about the Edim, the Torah is telling us about the Dayanim, but the Torah isn't saying that there has to be a differential between the Edim and the Dayanim, right? So just, yeah.
The Bach would say there is a differential.
I'm saying? Say
again? I was about to say there is a differential.
But they both, he's saying both smuchim could be fine.
Yeah, because I'll be in one is only one is the other shape.
Right. I'm just saying in the perception. I mean in the perception.
But once, I'm saying once a machriya is that the maisik we interpreted in one of two ways. We interpreted one way for the dayan, and we interpreted different ways.
Right, I'm just saying, but you don't get the image percept. You don't get the effect of it. You might technically be okay. So it's better to say, okay, you need Amidas Adim and Yeshivas Adayanim, and you have both. What I'm saying you're lacking in that case is the image of a differential, the image of a different, the perception of a differential, which I think is what the Tumim is troubling.
They don't speak about images. They say, Shalo Yiyu Behoven of Itzpanachas.
Yeah.
Now why can the Bach say that they're not?
I think the Bach will say, there's just no such halacha. The Torah is telling you, you need Amida for these, and you need Yeshiva for those. Legally, you have that. And Shalom al Yisrael. Now, is that me because we don't care about the differential, or because technically, formally, you know, we're still perceiving it that maybe? But you've lost, all I'm saying is you've lost, anybody who thinks that the perception and the impact of that perception, like who are the Dayanim here, who are the Edim, the different functions, and so on, anybody who thinks that that's important is going to have to admit that you don't have that. But that's true, by the way, for Shechia as well as for Smicha. So, oh, by the way, I want to mention something else. Who mentioned to me the other day, it was on my list also, the Tosas in Babasra? That time you mentioned it? Tosas in Babasra, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, talks about the problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. We've mentioned in the past that you know, one perspective on Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, I mean, some perspectives, that's a technical thing. Eidah Shetayach HaLazima, you know, Psulei Kurva, and so on. But one perspective in the Rishonim is that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is about wearing, a third perspective, about wearing multiple hats. But one perspective is wearing multiple hats that are mutually exclusive. And that it's very important to keep separately the Eidim and the Dayanim. Right, to make it clear, you know, that these are different categories. So there's a line in Tosafot Bavasra. Did I bring it? On Kuf Yud Aleph, where he says that one of the problems is, and this is a question how to read it. It appears in a few other places also. One of the problems of Eid Nasa Dayan, Omishum Shavet Shirok Lazima, Omishum Tbeinan Va'omdu Shnei Anashim Elo Ha'edim Lifne Hashem Elo adayanim, aval ha'edim atzman ein chozrin v'yoshvin v'danin. So does he really mean that the problem is, you know, he's not going to stand up, you know, he's like, you know, doing one of those one-man shows, you know. He's like, you know, here's the edim and he's standing and then he's, you know, sitting down. He can't stand and sit at the same time. Technically, that would imply ikuv, because ein eid nasa dayan is ma'akev. Or is this a way of saying, we're not worried, you know, technically about that, because that wouldn't be ma'akev. But the very fact that Edim are Bamida and Dayanim are B'yeshiva is something that highlights or illustrates, right, the different functions of the two. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, right? So that, I think, is relevant to what we have been discussing. The Gra, with this we'll conclude, there's a lot more to talk about, obviously. The Gra takes the view that smicha is not both, but an in-between, but neither. The Gra here in Sif Katan Bav says, Amida Yedei and so on, Megillah Chafalef Amin Aleph, Amida, Ayin Lekaman Sof Simin Chavches, Aval Ha'ikar Ledina She'ena Nikra Amida Velo Yeshiva. But unlike those who think that it's both, he thinks that it's neither. Amida, it's not kamosha kasa bezvachim. Amida minatzad ika benayu. Right? Afagav shebiyuma chavchei min alef tirets binyan acher. The rabbanu nikri amida. The chen birushalmi linin kriya satora. The chen lo nikri yeshiva mitos sanal. Tosas and Sota, the Yerushalmi. You have to look at the whole thing here. Alma de Eino, Yeshiva Le'inyan, Yeshiva Ba'azara, the Gam Hikshu Alakra, Dixiv Vayeshev, and so on. Alma She'eno Lo Yeshiva V'lo Amida. What's that? Sounds like he's arguing in the Ramah. Mahida Megillain Raya, Harivash Atzma, Lo Samacha Raya Zu, Elakasav, Kim de Dieved Kosher, Bekai Gavna, Sheni Yeshiva Vamida Mamish, Afila Katkila Nami. So I guess he's accepted as a Dindra Rabbanan. But Ein Or HaChaim, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, and Evan Ezer in Seder Chalitza. You have to look at the Bar Mekomos here. That is interesting discussion in the Piskei Tshuva. Also the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, and in Simon Tav Kaf Beis. Right, what about Tekiya Shofar? What about, you know, Amida LeMitzvos? Right, Ayim Birke Yosef Shehirich, the Ubesof Kasav Anachin Kamosha Kasav, the Chacham Tzvi. Right. So what about Chalitza? Second. Yeah, okay. The question of Tokeya, whether he's leaning. You look at the Piskei Tshuva and the Gra. But the point is that what emerges is like a very wide range of views about Shechiyah, but especially about Smicha. Whether it's both, whether it is neither, whether you can have the Miman of Shach, you know, in the same case, only in the same pasuk, only when you care about a differential. But I think a lot of the evidence, you know, has to be sorted out in a much more complex way, depending on what kind of Amida and Yeshiva you require. Again, whether Amida means Amida or Eino Yeshiva, and vice versa, whether it means exclusive Amida, whether both are in betweens are good enough. So, Kriyas HaTorah, Tekiyas Shofar, all these other examples, I don't think it's such a davar pashut, but you have a wide range of views when it comes to the poskim, the Rivash, the Rama, the Sma, the Taz, the Bach, and especially the Gra, and a little bit the Piskei Tshuva as well. Okay. So, having said that, let's move on now to that's the end of that topic. Again, sorry, it took a little longer than we anticipated. Okay, let's just read just through the Gemara quickly before we get to the next. There's some other things to talk about here very quickly. But that'll take us a few minutes, and I really want to start on Sunday with Melech and Mesachah Bekuvia. But just to get to the Shakla Vitari on the rest, let's just go for another couple of minutes very quickly. I want to talk very quickly about the Hisalamta, and that we've spoken already. Let me just make the point on the Hisalamta. We talked about the Pashas, the Gemara compares the Salamta and the Chovas Haggadah. And Amida, perhaps Amida, in Eidos and Baldin. We noted that when it comes to the Hisalamta, the Zemachlokas or Rishonim, right, the Rush in Bab Metzia, says that it's Asur, Lizalzel Kvodo. And the Rambam Nichos Gzela thinks that there's a heter, but l'chatkila he should be involved in Hashavas Aveda. So that's an interesting machlokas we're showing him. It's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch in that context sides with the Rush. And then when it comes to Chovas Haggadah, right, it's all flipped because the Rush clearly seems to hold, as does the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch, that l'chatkila he should go to Beis Din. Whereas the Rambam, if we're reading him correctly, thinks that dafka you should not. Right. So how do you square all of that? Right. So what's the kesher if there's a discrepancy? That I discussed already. I don't need to repeat that. I think it's an important yesod. But getting to the question, of course, is what's the pressure and what's the counter pressure? And this is where I'm just repeating what I've also indicated in the past and yesterday, and that is that if the Kvod Talmud Chacham or Talmud Torah is just a triage point. It's a matir, a dechuya, that you might say it's a heter. Right? But if it's an internal halacha, as I'm suggesting it is for the Rambam and Chofetz Haggadah, and possibly in Amidas Ha'edim as well, so then you might treat it as a Nisar. So it's just interesting to know. Again, the Ritva also says here that this is like the Rambam, that, you know, in our sugya, that it's Asur for Talmid Chacham, even though in Aveda it's a Heter. But the Ritva has a technical explanation of why that is so. He just says, Olamaisa, you know, in the case of Aveda, there are Talmid Chachamim who would pick up. This particular one wouldn't, right? But other ones would. Whereas here it's a more objective psul. The Ramban also seems to say in both places that we treat it as we treat it the same. So there's an interesting also additional argument that I think is Lashitasa. And that is, are these dinim limited to Talmud Chacham? Or do they apply also to a zaken? It seems like the din of Aveda, the salamta, applies also to a zaken ve'ena lefi chvoda. The Rambam, again, in Hilchos Gzeila, if somebody could get it open, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, mentions this halacha, mentions the halacha ve'ena salamta, not only Talmud Chacham, but zaken. Whereas here, of course, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam only mentions Talmud Chacham. The Ritva also, interestingly enough, I think only mentions just one second. Anybody have the Ritva open? I think he says it's only applicable to Talmud Chacham. Just one second. He talks into, again, Rambam in terms of Chofetz Haggadah, and the Ritva talks about this in terms of anybody have it? So I can't hear. What does he say? Say a little slower. Yeah. So the Rambam has Zakein v'lo lefi chvodo in Hilchos Aveda. Anybody have that? Yitzela? Yeah? Do you have it? Who has Hilchos Gzeila with them? What? Yud. What is it? Yud Gimel Yud Aleph? No, Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, sorry. Yeah, good. So he said Chacham and Zakein, right? In the Salamta. But here, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Eidos, it's only Talmud Chacham, correct? The Ritva says in the Salamta, it's also only Talmud Chacham, correct? Yes. So, like, what is that? Also, the Ramban here also says that the din of his salamta applies only to Talmud Chacham; it doesn't apply to zaken. So, I just wanted to point out that I think they're lishitasam. I mean, the Rambam, who thinks that there's a discrepancy, a fundamental discrepancy, with regard to whether or not it is a heter or an iser. And possibly because he holds that the Kvod Talmud Chacham here is more of an internal thing, So of course he thinks that his halamta is just a din in broader kavod. That's why it's only a heter and it applies even to zakeh. But if we're talking about bezdin and din and kavodat Torah, that's specifically kavodat Torah. That's not kavod of a zakeh. On the other hand, the Ritva, who also has the discrepancy of the Rambam in that he thinks that the din here, in his case, Amida of Edim, right, is Asur, not just a heter, as opposed to the Salamta, but he gives a technical answer for why there's a difference. He doesn't think there's a fundamental difference between the Salamta and the din here. So, Lishitaso, if you're going to be limited to Talmud Chacham here, you're going to be limited to Talmud Chacham there. And I think maybe that is true for the Ramban as well. Remember that the Ramban, at least in the Chovas Haggadah, in the Kuntrasin of the Garmi, actually kept comparing the obligation to come forward and to testify as a chiyuv k'milos chasadim and hashavas aveda. I just think that is an interesting perspective. Now the question of the role, yeah.
No, it's just also interesting. The Rashi quotes for Kavod Talmud Chacham as Hashem Elokei Tira.
Yeah.
But Rabbeinu Chanan says by Darta means
that quote. Very good.
Yeah.
So again, Rashi would work better with what I'm saying for the Rambam, yeah. And and the others would work better for the yeah. Okay. As I say, the Rush and Mechatz Chinuch as opposed to the Rambam go the opposite way in terms of, I mean, the Rosh thinks that Vihisalamta is an Iser. He thinks that Chovas Haggadah is a Heter. And that's what the Chinuch and Minchas Chinuch think as well. But that could be because of the counter pressure. That's how much is there an obligation to return an Aveda as opposed to, let's say, the greater pressure of Chovas Haggadah. Yeah.
The Yitzhak thinks that
the what?
The pre
Yitzhak
or
of
Itzhak
Petterberger. Who? Or of Itzhak Petterberger?
Yeah.
That's the name of the Sefer? Pre Yitzhak?
Yeah. He thinks that the din of Salamta and the din of Kavod Torah over here in Shuras are both din in Kavod Habriyos, and Kavod Torah is like a specialized Kavod Habriyos, so it fits very well with the Ritva and the Ramban because they don't differentiate between these two cases.
Yeah, that would work very well. And again, I'm saying for the Rambam, it's not the case.
Yeah, he thinks it's for the Rambam also, but that doesn't work very well.
Okay. Okay, so that's one issue. The second issue I wanted to bring up is, again, the scope of Kavod Talmud Chacham. So partly, it's what we just discussed. Does Kavod Talmud Chacham create an Iser or a Heter? What does it overcome? We already had the discussion in Antler whether Kavod Talmud Chacham qualifies the comment of the Ramban. Depending on everything that we've been discussing, right, the nature of the obligation of Amidas Edim and Balidinim, right, how significant is it that Kvod Talmud Chacham, you know, whether in the Heter or the Iser level, overcomes that, right? Especially if we take the view that they're otherwise Ma'akeh B'di'eved, but Kvod Talmud Chacham still redefines in the way that we'd explained. It turns Shaval Taisa, it's an internal thing. So I'm just trying to point out that in this these sugyas, there seem to be numerous debates about the impact and scope of Kvod Talmud Chacham. So among that is also the issue of Lemishra Tagre Beresha. Moshe, if you don't mind, just to read the Gemara quickly, just for 1 second, and then we'll... Yeah, I'll talk about that also for a minute on Sunday. If you get a chance, look at the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah on Avos and the Meiri here. That's very quickly, yeah, but okay.
Yosef Ula, Imis Amar Amar
Yeah. Shulah D'Dayin. Okay, Shulah D'Dayin, I think we discussed. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about Shulah D'Dayin for a minute. So what is this L'mishra B'Tigrei? What is that?
So that basically, if they come together at the same time as someone else, they will take his din first.
Okay, and if one came before the other?
So I think something I shouldn't talk about that.
What does Rashi say? L'mishra B'Tigrei K'depricious and Badin Acher Mifanai Efso Gazed Tchila. Sounds like they came at the same time. Right. And what does Tosa say? So that's like the first day of Rashi. That's like Rashi. But then there's a fascinating Inami.
Right, Inami, I say the cover of Torah, other because I'm reading paragraphs of the students.
So then you would even start the later Din Torah, I mean the one that came second, or the standing in line second, because of Kavanat Torah. So that's an interesting argument. So the Ritva goes further and quotes the Ramah, who went once giant step further, said even if you actually started the other Din Torah, right, you would actually put it on the back burner for the sake of this Din Torah. So that's a significant escalation in the koach of Kavanat Torah Adif. The Ritva himself doesn't like it. Why not? Anybody see it? Yeah?
Because
what? Which is?
It seems like the
okay, that's a little bit, but he has a much sharper. Here. Hadasa Rama Levi, the Tsubid Rabbanan Sharinale Tegre Bereshe, Haino Afilu Pasco Bedina Akrina, Rabose Omrim Shizaino. The e osik bedina achrini, osik b'mitzvahu, shapater mikol mitzvah. V'afilu hi mitzvah rabba, v'lo aminin lishrei tagrei bereshe, ela afal pishabo lefan of kodem, right? V'kaimelon kakotan kagadol, mesalkele mishumase de kovet atar. He ends up like the second day of Tosas. Well, it's fascinating. He doesn't like the Ramah, but only because of the consideration of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, which applies even by mitzvah rabba. So I think here the Ritva is invoking his own very famous shita. The yeshiva is learning sukkah this year, right? The Ritva's famous shita in sukkah, which is that osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. The Ritva is bothered, like, you know, why should that apply if the second mitzvah is a mitzvah rabba? So he says, because Osek Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah isn't just a kedima, and it's not just a heter, it turns the other mitzvah into a cheftza shel reshus. It's a very strong formulation. And since it's a cheftza shel reshus, so you know you have a mitzvah skova and a mitzvah reshus. So that's what he's saying, even though, in theory, this is a greater urgency. And in terms of Mistatman Tanase, in terms of Kakatan Kagadol, it would justify doing this. Nonetheless, Lemaisa, you don't get that far because it's a Dvar Rishus by virtue of the fact that Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah redefines, right, not only the priorities, but it basically is Mafkia, the shame Chova of the other thing. So again, there's an interesting range of views about Kavanat Torah in this context. Okay, we're going to stop here. I just want to speak quickly about not the whole topic, but just very quickly, a little bit more about Eishes Chaver for like 5 minutes, and just a couple of minutes on Hevedonis Kala Adam Lekapskus, and on Midvar Sheker Tirchak, the cases of the Gemara, but I'm not going to expand on them. And then I really want to get Sunday to, you know, mostly to Melech and Mesachek Bechuvia, because there are obviously two opposite issues in Tfus Eidus on the Shemay question.